Senate Bill 84, an act to revise certain transcript fees.
Senate Bill 84 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Boak.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 84 is, as it appears on its face, an increase in the required fees to be paid for transcripts in appellate proceedings. It has been approximately 14 years since the fees set out in 15-15-7 have been addressed or changed. During that same period of time, the cost of living has risen approximately 50%. Court-appointed attorneys' fees have gone up 91%, and state salaries have gone up 42.5%. Now, it is true that these individuals, the court reporters, are state employees, but this additional duty is just that, an additional duty, and by statute is allowed to them to be charged out for the preparation of those appellate transcripts. I've heard some indication and some reluctance on the part of some in this body to support this bill primarily because of the fact that they feel that this is essentially double dipping. But if you will look at the SDCL 16223.1, it has clearly been the law of the state and the policy of the state that the fees...
Give the senator your attention, please.
Thank you, Madam President. The fees collected out of this, the preparation work, are entirely to be retained by the court reporters doing that preparation work. All of the costs entailed in the preparation of those transcripts, whether it be the covers, the paper, the actual machines by which they prepare those transcripts, and the computers obviously needed to do that same kind of work, are all the expenses that must be provided for and covered by these court reporters themselves. They are not state-provided assets and the fees generated from state assets then retained by private individuals. These are all assets generated, paid for by the court reporters and offset by the fees that they collect from the preparation of these transcripts. Again, yet as a percentage under comparable law right now, this is approximately a 30% increase. Under a traditional appeal, there is an original copy that is sent to the Supreme Court, and each party under a traditional case, being one on each side, in a criminal case, the state and defendant, or in a civil case, a plaintiff and defendant, for a total of three sets, for a total cost currently of $3. This will raise the total for a three-set appeal to $3.90, essentially a 30% increase in that total cost. Whereas the counties will, in the case of indigent appeals, have to shoulder that burden, by and large, the vast amount of appeals, in my opinion, are either civil in nature, largely speaking, or private pay, or combination of that with the private paid criminal defense work. That does not change the reality of the fact that the counties will offset or pay the cost of those indigent appeals as they do for the court-appointed attorneys. However, I think if you look at the total dollar amounts involved, and apologize, do not have exactly that number, weren't able to generate that number, that the costs involved with the counties offset will not be a significant dollar amount, and these court reporters are entitled after this long period of time to see an increase commensurate with the expenses and the time that they have into it. But I urge this body's approval of this bill, and would be happy to answer any questions if I can.
Further remarks. Senator Staggers.
Thank you, Senator Boak, for presenting that argument for the bill. But there's one part of the bill that I would like to emphasize in which the public would probably be very concerned about, and that's in regard to copies. On the bill, on line 9, it says the copies will go from 30 cents to 50 cents per page. Now, with technology, I think we all realize that actually during the past 15, 20 years, the price of copies have gone down so that you can get a copy for maybe 2 cents. But here we want a copy for 50 cents. Also, if you take a look at the bottom of your daily reader here, it talks about 350 copies of this document, daily reader, were printed by the South Dakota Legislative Research Council at a cost of 0.027 cents per page. So I think that the public would probably question, you know, why 50 cents per page? Thank you.
Senator Boak.
Thank you, Senator Staggers, I guess the only answer I can give to that particular point is that this are not just run through the Canon copier, if you will, and generated and stapled and mailed out. This is on unique special paper. It does require a special cover, and total work involved, again, is that that those are a little bit different than something that you just send your secretary down to the copier machine to make a copier for. He is right that there is a bigger share of the increased cost on the copies rather than on the original, but it is rare in cases that there are more than two parties involved, and so that the additional cost is not going to be substantive in this case. But they are not traditional copies in the sense that we look at our copies of bills.
Senator Staggers, do you have further questions? Thank you. Other remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. I just remind the body that it always costs a lot less if you're doing multiple copies rather than one copy, number one. Number two, the reason that the bill was drafted in the manner that it was they were looking for a 30% increase on average. If Senator Staggers would feel more comfortable about it, I suppose that we could raise the fee to $3.25 a page and a copy to 10 cents a page. But I don't think that would resolve the issue at hand either. I think that the proposal brought forward is a legitimate proposal. I think it justifies merit, and I think it justifies passage today. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. Well, as you can see, I was interested in this bill at one time. I put my name at the top, and I wanted to consider this bill, and so I went to committee and was kind of looking forward to hearing the justification for this piece of legislation. And I want to inform you that I was really not convinced that this was necessary, and I would urge you to oppose the bill. Some of the justification that was given in committee, and you just heard it right here, one of the items was they were looking for a 30% increase. That's what they were looking for, a 30% increase over 14 years, but they really never justified their cost. The only really justification that I heard that had legitimacy was their equipment has increased. They have more technology. They've gone from the old machines, manual machines that cost $1,000 years back to probably $4,500, and correct me if I'm wrong, in that range of the equipment today. But they also are, don't forget, employees of the state, and they do receive an annual increase, just like every other state employee. So they're not saying they're not gaining anything. They are getting some increase. The second part that concerns me is our statute that we have on the books right now. And I go back to it, and I'll go back to it a couple times during the session. It's 615-1, and it's a limit on state-mandated services. And this flies in the face of that. We are requiring the counties to come up with more money when they have tight budgets. They can't go beyond the limitation without an opt-out. We're restricting them in how much money they have, what they can raise, but yet we're requiring them to spend more money. Again, I just urge the body to think about just probably the precedent is probably not that many dollars, but just the idea that we set up here and say no unfunded mandates. If we believe in this, we probably should send the money, find out how much money it's going to cost, and send it back. Without what I think concrete foundation for or justification and the unfunded mandate, I urge you to oppose the bill.
Further remarks, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, Senator Koskin. Unfunded mandate. I think I had a bill in front of your committee this morning. It was an unfunded mandate. And I think you voted against me. I would point out that the 14 years ago, in 1988, the price per page was 30 cents at that time. So I don't think this bill is out of line at all, and I'd urge your support of it.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 84. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Bogue.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHewick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake? Duxbury.
Aye.
Everest.
Aye.
Greenfield.
No.
Hagan.
Aye.
Ham.
No.
Hopmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
No.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
No.
Madden.
No.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
No.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
No.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Bitter.
No.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 25, nays 10.
Senate Bill 84 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. At this time, Senator Bogue would like you to welcome